The family of Noor Mukaddam may finally see justice served, as her killer has run out of legal avenues to delay his death sentence. The Supreme Court heard and rejected Zahir Jaffer's final appeal, and despite some consternation over certain observations during the apex court's hearings, lawyers, civil society and women's rights activists are hailing the decision while pointing out that such a result may not have occurred if the victim was not from a well-connected family. In fact, given that the killer was from one of the richest families in Pakistan and his family had been bankrolling his defense, some people were concerned that even the connections of Noor's father, a retired career diplomat, may not be enough to keep the case on track. It has been almost 4 years since the murder. All too often, such cases are derailed by blood money payments. Even in cases where the victim's families are not wanting for cash, blood money can be seen as a way to extract some justice without having to go through a lengthy trial and appeal process, and potential harassment from suspects. Critics of the legal system also note that none of the influential people who allegedly tried to help the killer cover up the crime, including his parents, were found guilty of anything. The only accomplices convicted were two lowly household employees. At the same time, the fact that defense lawyers sincerely believed victim blaming could be a winning strategy is also a reflection of how far we have to go for women to feel a real sense of security in our society. As critics have pointed out, many more Noor Mukaddams never got justice, but perhaps the result of this case will help prove to people that showing faith in the legal system is the right thing to do. We are still a long way from ensuring women can be genuinely safe in all settings, but at least the government, the judiciary and law enforcement must ensure that victims and their families can take some solace in the fact that justice will be served one day.